This is KUOW's The Record. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Bill Radke. We're live tweeting all this hour to you at KUOW. Seattle, let's start right there. It is the center of gravity for King County. Seattle has the most people. Seattle has the most influence, which annoys Republican State Senator Phil Fortunato, who represents Auburn and parts of Pierce County. The senator has introduced a bill to make it easier for new counties to form. Senator Fortunato suggests Seattle could go off on its own. That way, the rest of King County wouldn't have to pay for the quote-unquote crazy stuff Seattle does.
They started off with their needle exchange thing. They started off now they want to do free heroin. At one point in time, it's been like 20 years ago, wanted to hire prostitutes to teach other prostitutes how to put condoms on. You know, I mean, they want to have, by the time they're done, they're going to have a $25 minimum wage or $100,000 minimum wage. So, I mean, you know, they're just, the homelessness, they've now become the homeless capital of the state, basically. You know, trying to end homelessness. Now, you can't even drive down I-5 without passing tents on the side of the road and garbage and people sleeping everywhere. You know, I mean, they basically ruined the Emerald City. Part of the problem is it's not only what they're doing within King County, but it's their influence on the rest of the county. That's more of the problem.
Well, King County has its own council and county executive. Isn't your problem with them?
Well, that's true. But when you look at the makeup of the council, because of the high density in Seattle, you have a significant number of the 9 members on the council are actually Seattle-based. So Seattle has a disproportionate influence on the rest of the county. That's why, you know, when they went from 9 members to 13 members to 9, I said, that's actually going to hurt us. That's not going to help us.
You mentioned Seattle's $1,000 minimum wage. What do your constituents want the minimum wage to be?
Well, I think my constituents, the $15 minimum wage thing is, I think it's going to hurt the economy. I mean, my district is a pretty darn reasonable district. I like to think that I'm in sync with them. I mean, I did get a significant portion of the vote, but more importantly, I mean, we are totally in sync on sound transit. I mean, the district voted 64% against sound transit. They understand how money works. They're sick and tired of taking tax money out of their pocket for somebody else's craziness.
You know, even if Seattle were to become its own county, you'd still have Seattle pushing liberal ideas on the rest of the state, higher minimum wage and legal marijuana. So maybe make Seattle its own state would be the only way to solve your problem.
Well, they're going to continue to do that stuff. But right now, once again, they have a disproportionate influence because all the council members from downtown Seattle are all liberal Democrats. And, of course, then you have some of the other liberal Democrats or liberal-leaning or, you know, if not 100% socialist liberal, leaning in that
socialist
direction, and they're going to vote in a block.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to vote to support each other. I mean, that's what happens down here. That's what happens in, even though they're, quote, nonpartisan.
Senator, the state legislature has yet to write a budget or fully fund education, according to the Supreme Court. Those are the reasons you're into a special session. Why not focus on those big tasks instead of introducing new legislation?
Well, first of all, I'm not on Ways and Means. I'm not one of the budget people. This, you know what happens when you go into special session? I'm down yesterday. I was the only one in the parking lot. There was nobody here yesterday. Today, it's a skeleton crew. So the only people that are actually here are the budget people.
In Olympia, the people actually working on the budget.
Right. I mean, the budget people. They're down here. They're doing stuff. They have meetings tomorrow. They're going to be hashing it out. They're going to work it out. And when they get all done, then they're going to say to us, this is what we came up with. We're going to then come back, and we're going to give them feedback and all that stuff. And then that's when the budget's going to be passed. But the House Democrats, they have a much harder job. They don't even really have a budget. All they have is, this is how much money we want to spend. They don't have the other side. They said, we want to do these taxes in order to spend this much money. But they never voted on that. We're not supposed to be going in the special session. If anybody thinks that this is some kind of special thing where people want to be down here, that's an incorrect assumption. I mean, I want to get back to my life. It's a citizen legislature. You know, I got work to do. Heck, I've only mowed my lawn once, so the grass is a foot tall. I like to take care of my yard, for goodness sake.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I want to be down here.
Okay, so jobs one and two, write a budget, fully fund education, and then maybe when you're back in session in a few months, we might be talking about Seattle splitting off from King County.
Well, hopefully we'll be talking about that all summer, and in January we'll actually be coming to the bill signing.
That was Republican State Senator Phil Fortunato, who wants to allow new counties to be formed more easily in Washington State, including one that separates Seattle from the rest of King County.